Indy's clear choice for soft rock. B105.7. That was James Blunt, Soft Rock B105.7. Here's a quick bit of intelligence for your health that I've already started using here, this tip. If you want a better night's sleep, start wearing earplugs. And I know you start to worry, and I did it first. Oh, am I going to hear sirens, or will I be able to hear my alarm in the house? The foam earplugs are good enough that they let enough of the emergency information in there, but they will reduce ambient noise by 32 decibels, which is enough to make a lawnmower sound like normal conversation. So go to your pharmacy and ask for foam earplugs. Let me know how it works.
Breakfast for your brain. John Tesh on B105.7.
More intelligence is next after a check of traffic on B105.7.
Taking a look at your interstates. I'm Nikki Reed on Soft Rock B105.7.
I gotta tell you.
Looking for
the place to turn for Soft Rock. B105.7.
B105.7. When airlines want to find the best pilots, they put pilots through a flight simulator, right? Now, according to Forbes magazine, a growing number of employers are using high-tech job simulators to help find the best new hires. Think Avatar for the workplace. It's basically a fake office filled with make-believe workers and improvised work emergencies, all designed to see if you have what it takes to handle a real thing. A recent survey found that one-third of Fortune 500 employers now use some kind of job simulator to help weed through potential job candidates, especially for executive positions. In fact, one simulator company called Development Dimensions International helped screen nearly 3,000 potential candidates last year for major firms like AT&T and Mutual of Omaha. So how does one of these job simulators work? Well, first, candidates are given a week to prepare by memorizing a packet of fake financial reports, employee bios, and product descriptions. And then they're put into something called an assessment center. Now, this is basically an office building that's wired with cameras and staffed with actors. The actors are trained to present would-be hirees with one crisis after another. And during the simulation, a team of psychologists sits in another room, watching every move, eavesdropping on every phone call, reading every email. Experts say the simulation is usually just one step in a process that includes taking an IQ test and a personality test. The thinking here is that a potential candidate can be coached to outsmart one test, but they can't outsmart them all. Now, if this all sounds extreme, consider this. Statistics now tell us almost half of all hires fail within 2 years. They're fired. And because of the economic downturn, managers don't want to take any chances. So more companies are finding it's worth the time and money to run applicants through a job simulator before they even think about hiring someone. How about that?
Learn something new every morning. This is the John Tesh Radio Show on B105.7.
Are you ready to test your trivia knowledge? Here we go with Tough Tesh Trivia.
Brought to you by the Goddard Schools, hosting an ice cream social from July 26th through July 30th from 9 to 5 each day. Visit GoddardSchool.com. Today you're playing for a family four-pack of tickets to an upcoming Super Saturday game with the Indianapolis Indians. Here's the question. Before becoming head football coach at Notre Dame, Newt Rockne was taught this subject. Was it A, arithmetic, B, chemistry, or C, Latin?
Think you know? Go to B1057.com. Click the Tough Tesh Trivia link.
Every year, at least 30,000 Indianapolis public
soul. Indy's soft rock favorites. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on B105.7.
B105.7. I like this piece of intelligence for your health that producer Betsy Chase found for us. Did you know that signing up for emails that contain weight loss advice can actually help you lose weight? Researchers in Canada sent diet and exercise advice to more than 1,000 working adults every week. The result? Those who got the emails boosted their physical activity and ate smarter, but those who didn't receive the email reminders didn't change their behavior. Why would this happen? Since email is so convenient and so private, people are more likely to read the tips. And when all they have to do is follow one new tip a day, they're more likely to try it. If you'd like to find websites to try this out, just put in the words email diet tips in the search engine at Tesh.com.
Useful intelligence for your life. John Tesh on B105.7.